Hey, welcome to Christ Church Facebook Live. It's so good to see you this morning. We're here. My name's Neil, if you don't know me. We've got Sophie, Julia and Chris. And we're going to be with you for the next 45 minutes. A time just to connect together, connect with God. Our prayer is that we meet dispersed this morning. That we'll encounter God afresh in the places that we are. Our hope this morning is to just give space for worship, for prayer, for reflection. So do come and settle down, get yourself ready. There's been great things happening this week for the church family. If you're not part of the church family, you're so welcome to listen in, to join in. But church family, you've been meeting so well this week. We've had small communities connecting on Zoom, and we hope to do more of that through the week. Pathfinder Youth have been meeting this morning as well, which has been great. Our older youth will be doing that later in the week as well. For those in the church family, you see Paul isn't here today. He is at home at the moment.
Hey Paul.
We love you.
We love you. And so we're praying for him too. There's a video that you'll have seen from the Friday email with a reflection from him. So do watch that if you haven't already, or watch it again after this. But that he explains more of what's going on for him as well. So we recognise today it's Mothering Sunday too. A weird day. But a day where we remember those that are mothers, and we recognise those that that mother us in different ways, spiritually as well as physically. And so we want to come and remember them too. Take an opportunity today to make a contact, to phone, to text. But we remember our mothers today on this Mothering Sunday. So we're going to have some time to pray, to worship, to connect together. Chris later will bring a reflection as well. Just thinking a little bit about what we started to think about last week. And we hope too, just to think a little bit about what it could look practically for us this week and the coming weeks as we do church dispersed. And what it might look like to build rhythms in our lives that connect with God, connect with each other, and connect to the world that we're part of. So we're going to pray together, and then we're going to worship. The different prayers that we use during this time we'll make available on the Facebook page, and we recommend you, if you're part of the church family, to connect into the Facebook page. The Christ Church Forum, Members Forum on Facebook, where we can share stories and share what is going on between us. But let's start with an opening prayer. And then we'll sing. O Lord our God, you are worthy of all our praise. You are the God who never fails to keep his promises. We thank you that in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we see your love, justice, mercy, provision, and victory. You are the God who lifts up those who are weighed down. You are the God who provides for your children. Our desire is to praise you as long as we live. Inhabit our praises as we gather together today. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
I'd like to say, just as we begin to worship, that obviously it's a really different context this morning, but you're welcome to sing along with us if you'd like to, wherever you are, or if it's just easier to listen and to pray as you do that, that's absolutely fine as well. We're going to just worship with you for a little while, so please feel comfortable to do whatever it is that you need to do.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
Sovereign over all. Yeah. want to rest in you today. Rest in your truth, your faithfulness, and your promise. We stand by your promise today that you will never let your people go.
Folks, well, we're going to move over to the sofas. So while we're doing that, why don't you get up, stretch your legs, move your arms, move around a bit. We'll see you in 2 seconds. Welcome to the sofas. We've migrated. Thank you for joining us. It's so good to virtually be with you. We just want to share some church family news, what's been going on over the last few crazy weeks. We love stories. We love stories at Christchurch. We always have. But particularly in this season, they're so important to be sharing what's going on for each of us, and to be sharing testimonies that can encourage one another, can build each other up. We've got some testimonies to share. A lot of you will have been aware that in the last week at Christchurch, we've been hosting the Easter experience. Obviously, that had to be cut short, which was really, really sad, but there were still some incredible stories and testimonies that came out at that time. Emily, who led that team, has sent some stuff over to share with you guys. And the Easter experience is it's incredible. It's this space, the whole church is taken over, and different stations are put up around the church to walk children through the Easter experience, through the story of Easter. And school kids from across the city come and learn about the Easter story from Emily and her amazing team. And I just want to share some stuff that she sent over from what happened in the last week. Obviously not all the kids were able to make it in the end, but they still had, I think it was about 200 kids?
Just over 100
kids that came, which is amazing. Given the circumstances. Amazing. That's incredible. So Emily just says that there were some real holy ground moments with children convincing Emily why Jesus had risen from the dead. So discussion moments where kids were really engaging with the story and the resurrection in particular. We had children of all faiths and none leaving saying they had such a brilliant time. There is so much going on for these children at the moment. Many of them have now left primary school early. And so there were lots for whom talking about how Jesus being with Christians in lonely and hard times rang really true for them. Yeah. So that's just incredible. And she also sends a shout out to her phenomenal team.
Yeah, well done, team.
Well done. So good. Just amazing to have that happen last week, even if only a little bit. And it's great as well to hear that Pathfinders were meeting this morning on Microsoft Teams. That's awesome. Hope you guys had fun meeting virtually this morning. We've heard that small groups are finding really creative and inventive ways to meet together, even though they can't be in the same space as each other, which is just amazing. Keep thinking of those creative ways and innovative ways that you can be doing that. And don't forget that we would love to hear from you. We would love to hear your testimonies. We'd love to hear your stories about what's going on. We'd love to hear your ideas, your creative ideas about what you're doing during this time of isolation. And we'd love you to send those to stories@ccweb.org.uk. That's the email address that you can send in those testimonies, those stories, those creative ideas to. That's stories@ccweb.org.uk. We will try and share that link, that email, on Facebook at some point as well, so you have access to that too. That's it for Church Family News. What a weird Church Family News. Just me on the sofa.
Lovely. We're going to take a few moments just to share a bit of a reflection with you. And we're going to do that mainly off the back of what we talked about in church last Sunday. So if you weren't here, don't worry, we're going to recap you on that in a little bit. But also, let me just say, if you've got a Bible with you, grab a Bible, because you're going to need that at some point in the next few minutes. But let's also just say welcome again to anyone that might have joined us since we started. It's really great to have you with us. And we're so aware of the diversity in our congregation as well. And there may be people from our 8 o'clock gathering, our 10 o'clock, yeah. our 5 o'clock. There might be people from our midweek gathering. And there also may be a whole bunch of people who haven't been to our church before. And you're really welcome to be in our church
welcome.
With us this morning. It's great to have you with us. And let me introduce myself. My name is Chris, and I'm a part of the team here at Christchurch. I've been on staff for about 7.5 years. And married to Helen, and we've got 2 girls. And they're at home probably watching.
Are they watching?
Yeah. So one of the things we also want to do is point you towards Paul's message that was sent out on the Friday email, if you get our Friday email. Mark, who is currently behind the camera, has also posted a link to that talk on our Facebook page, so you can check that out in your own time as well. One of the things that we've been talking about as a family in the last few days is how differently we've all been responding to what's been going on in the world. And Helena and I were talking the other night, and just saying that how for one of our daughters, and for Helena, they're almost excited by the challenge of having to live slightly differently at the moment, and embracing that really well. But for me, and for one of my other daughters, and if you know my daughters, you can probably know which one I'm talking about. For one of my other daughters and me, actually, this whole thing has been quite a daunting thing. And I think for my week this week, it's been a bit up and down in that sense. And I just felt like it would be really good, before we get into our reflection, just to find out from you guys how you've been responding personally, and how you're doing with the changes. Mm-hmm. Who wants to start?
Go ahead, Julie. You go first.
I think I can definitely agree with Helena, and I am definitely defiantly hopeful at the moment. I think definitely just grasping onto hope, and I actually feel very positive in it all. I realize it's awful, and we're in a really, really tricky, crazy situation, but I think I found my faith and my hope really bolstered in it all. That's what's going on for me.
Okay. Neil?
For me, I think, again, I enjoy the challenge and the change, and I'm comfortable with that. Not my entire family would be the same. I think, yeah, there's some very practical stuff just to make life work a bit. So that's entertained my week this week, moving an office into the house to make sure I can do things like that. Mm. So it's a very practical time as well, just making sure, just getting the connections sorted out has been key this week. But I think similarly, I think I'm excited about what God is going to do in this time. He is good, and he is always good, and so he will turn all situations, and so I'm excited to see what he does now and what he's going to do on the other side of this as well, the way that he will work, the way that he'll work things out. Not getting distracted by the practical, but using this time to connect with God as well, I think is my excitement time.
Brilliant. Sophie?
I think, honestly, a mixture of all that has been mentioned.
It changes daily.
Yeah, it changes daily. It's very much a day-to-day process, I think.
And so I guess we're really aware that for lots of you who are watching this right now, or for people who might catch up on this later on, we're all responding differently to what's going on around us right now, and that's okay. And we just wanted to be aware of that and let you know that we're all responding really, really differently to it as well. So, if you've got your Bible, could you turn to Exodus chapter 13, because we're going to just read a little bit of scripture together. And I want to just take a moment just to go back through some of the key points of what I talked about just a few meters away from where we are right now. And I remember standing there this time last week, literally this time last week, saying to people in church, I don't know if this is if we're going to be here like this again.
Crazy.
And only 1 week on, here we are, and we're sat in a relatively empty building. And it's just a funny time. What we talked about last week was the idea that we could relate to the people of God at the beginning of their story and the beginning of their journey as they entered the desert place coming out of Egypt. We can relate to them because they were going into an unknown season and an unfamiliar place. And obviously right now where we are, as a global community, we are also in a relatively unknown season going into an unfamiliar place. And so I feel like we can really relate to the people of God in this season. So what I just want to quickly read a few verses to you from from Exodus chapter 13, and we're going to read from verse 17. I'm going to read it and then just share the key points out of our message from last week. Okay, Exodus 13 from verse 17 says this: "When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of Egypt ready for battle. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him because Joseph had made the Israelites swear an oath. And he said, 'God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up with you from this place.' After leaving Succoth, they camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel by day or by night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people." And what we were trying to say a little bit last week is that God is still guiding us. He's still guiding us through this crazy time, and he wants to guide us. And it's part of our responsibility to work out how to follow him in this season. Mm-hmm. And we talked about three main points last Sunday. The first one was simply that God guides us in the journey. God guides us in the journey. And one of the things that I noticed in these verses from Exodus was that God didn't lead the people on the quickest road, on the shortest road, because he understood that if they went that way, they might face battle and they might face warfare and they might make a bad decision and all that kind of stuff. He actually took them around the long way. And sometimes in life, and many of you will be able to relate to this, I'm sure, is that God doesn't always take us on the shortest way. He doesn't always take us the short road. Sometimes it's the long journey. And the people of God, as they moved through this place and into the wilderness, they went on a really long journey. It was a long road that they took, and God was with them and he guided them along the way. And so if you find yourself right now on the long road, right now in life, it feels like it's long, please know that God is guiding you even in the long road. And sometimes he's actually placed you on the long journey. Yeah. He chose that route for you because he wants you to be closer to him and to learn from him along the way. The second point that we talked about on Sunday was that God guides us in the darkness. So number one, he guides us in the journey. And number two, he guides us in the darkness. The other thing I noticed about these verses was the fact that there's the pillar of cloud that comes and guides them by the daytime. And then there's the pillar of fire which comes and guides them at the nighttime. But what I loved about reading these verses, and what I noticed that I'd never noticed before, was that it's the pillar of fire was there so it could help them travel by nighttime. And I love the idea that the pillar of fire was there to help them move at night. It was there to help them make progress at nighttime and to take ground in the nighttime. And for us, often the nighttime can be obviously a place of darkness. It can be a place actually where we're often stationary. We're not moving often in the nighttime. And we can see the nighttime place as a bit of a stationary place. And here, part of God's guidance to his people was to give them a light to walk by at the nighttime in the darkness so they could see. You know, the people of God in the desert would have been able to see absolutely nothing. It would have been pitch black. And yet God comes by his presence in the guiding pillar of fire to give them light so that they could move in the nighttime. And you know, there's a lot of crazy things going on right now. In some ways, there's a lot of darkness as well. And it might be true that that's in your life as well. You may be experiencing some darkness right now. And one of the things out of these verses I want to say is that God can guide you in the darkness. He can guide you in the dark places. He can guide you in the darkness that might be inside of you, but also he can use you in the darkness around you as well. And that's the third point that we talked about last week, was that God also guides us in the opportunity.
Yeah.
So number one, God guides us in the journey. Number two, God guides us in the darkness. But number three, God guides us in the opportunity. And you know what? God absolutely wants to work in us and through us, but he wants to use us as well to change the world around us. And we know there's plenty of things going on around us at the moment, opportunities for us, not just to be practical and to be kind, but to actually demonstrate the love of God to the people around us. And we want to encourage you, whether you're a part of our church family or not, that actually this is a time where God can guide you in the opportunities that are around you. When we were here last week at our 5 o'clock gathering, there was someone who came to me at the end and said, I want to just share with you this Psalm 121. And I want to just to finish by reading that psalm to you, because it's such an amazing psalm for us at the moment. And so if you've got your Bible, you can turn to Psalm 121. If you want to just listen along, that's absolutely fine too. But it says this: I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. And that's a really, really good psalm for us to finish on, that the Lord is our helper. He's our guide in times of trouble. He wants to guide us on the journey, guide us in the darkness, and guide us in the opportunity. Let's just pause for a moment and pray together, and then Neil will take us on into the next bit of our time. Father, thank you that you guide us and that you lead us. And as much as we're able today, we want to say yes to your leading. We ask that you would lead and guide us on our journeys right now. And in the dark places, we ask that you would guide us. And we also pray that you would guide us in the opportunities that we see around us. Thank you that you're always working. And even when we can't see it, you're still working. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Chris. Continue to keep those conversations going with your small communities and with those that you're connecting with. And we want to be really practical in these times as well. And as long as we can keep meeting like this, we want to just to give some practical things to think about in terms of ways to connect. There's loads of brilliant ideas out there. We'll probably throw some ideas out now as well. But like ways to connect with God. This is a time that we've got lots of time at home, and we really want to encourage you to hear the advice that's been given about staying at home as much as possible and not connecting physically with people.
Yeah.
But there are so many ways to do that in other ways as well. But this is a great chance not just to catch up on the Netflix films and things that you haven't seen yet, but this is a great chance to connect with God, both individually and corporately, as communities, as households.
Yes.
So find ways to do that. Don't lose this time. Don't miss out on this opportunity that we have to connect with God. Making use of all of the resources that are out there. There is so many different things: podcasts, Bible reading notes, opportunities to pray. There's apps out there, and we'll bring more and more of them to you. Does anyone want to throw any other thoughts in terms of connecting with God for this week?
Well, obviously, like a lot of places are putting out live streams of things and releasing far more material online. So do keep an eye out for various places that are doing that. I would heartily recommend the Bible Project's stuff. They're doing a weekly thing during this period. So definitely, you can go on their website and just sign up with your email address online there. There's obviously all the sort of Microsoft Teams that we've already mentioned. There's Zoom. There's Skype, there's WhatsApp video calls. That's just some of the software that you could use to connect with small groups or other people as well.
And there's also a whole bunch of stuff for families and for kids as well.
Yeah.
So if you're watching right now and you've got kids at home, there's a whole bunch of things to connect with there. And I think we're going to send out some ideas specifically. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think Ruthie, our kids pastor,
is
going to send some stuff out and has done already, I think. We'll make sure we keep you connected with things for families as well.
Brilliant. So we'll keep some ideas going, and again, use stories at CC Web to send your ideas, things that might help other people to do that.
Yeah.
Many of you will have your quiet times already, and it's just how we extend them and give space for that praying as well at the same time. We've already talked a bit about connecting as communities, using Zoom and that kind of thing, but make sure that we're connecting with each other, telephone, texts, WhatsApps. Make sure we're using these things. We can so easily, as we feel isolated, become more isolated. But there is so much technology out there, so do use them. Have a virtual dinner date. Have families set a time in the day, 6 o'clock, we're going to do a meal, and we sit down and you sit with your meal, and then on Skype or on Zoom or whatever, FaceTime, you have your meal with somebody else who's having their meal. You can coordinate your menu so that you have the same meal if you want to, but fun things like that that just can help you to connect and try and keep some sort of structure and order and rhythm to our week. Think about those as we move into connecting with those outside as well. Think about ways that we can do that with others. I was all ready to leaflet my street with ways of connecting, and then someone in our street connected. So we've now got almost everybody in our street. I think there's 120 houses. We're all on on a WhatsApp together. It's buzzing constantly. But just as the ways to connect with others, those people that we know. And look out for, as we come to pray as well, look out for those that perhaps have networks already, but those networks are going to be lost because of lack of transport, lack of being able to move around and to get there. And so they may have family and friends around, but those family can't come to them right as much now. So is the ways of just making sure we keep an eye on those as well. So brilliant. We'll come with more ideas as we go along, but we also want to pray and pray together. And so let's just take some time to do that. Today has been called as a National Day of Prayer, to pray for our nation and our world. And so we want to do that together. I'm going to just give us some different topics to pray into, and then give some space. Chris is going to play on the piano just to cover this time, but to give you space to pray, whether you're with somebody in your household at the moment or whether you're by yourself at the moment, then use this time to pray. And then we'll bring each section together by praying, and then we'll continue on finishing with the Lord's Prayer together. As we said, it's a day of national prayer, and at 7 o'clock tonight, they're encouraging everybody to light a candle in the window and to use this time just to pray for our nation, coming together at 7 p.m. tonight. So if you're able, do light a candle safely, obviously, but light a candle in the window and pray together at 7 for our nation. But let's pray together. So let's start by praying for the world. Let's pray for God's intervention in this virus and its effects, that its effects would stop. Let's pray for God to move in power across our world.
Sovereign over us and over this whole world. Thank you that every scheme of the enemy you can turn for our good. We lift up our prayers now for every nation. Father, we want to say that we trust you. We trust you even in the midst of this confusing and crazy time. And we ask, Father, that your will would be done. Your will would be done. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So let's continue to pray. Let's pray for those on the front line. Mm. Let's pray for the medics, the doctors, the nurses, those helping to enable these people to continue their work, particularly as the numbers are increasing and needing hospital treatment. Let's pray for wisdom. Let's pray for strength. Let's pray for rest when they're able to, that they might be able to do all that they can do. So let's pray for those on the front line.
Children who are serving you in hospitals and healthcare. Father, thank you for how they are stepping out and doing stuff that many of us just cannot do. Father, we pray that they would be blessed richly by your presence in them, your hope instilled in them, by a quiet confidence that you have placed them and positioned them where you have called them to be. Holy Spirit, come and bring your light into the dark places of fear and anguish in the hospitals.
Let's continue to pray and pray for our children and our young people at this time. And let's pray for those, particularly our teachers, who are going to continue to look after those that need to be looked after, for the key workers and the vulnerable. Let's pray for those teachers as they manage what that's going to look like, particularly starting Monday. But let's pray for our children, our young people and the teachers.
Particularly for those that are staying in schools to teach the children of key workers. I pray for stamina. I pray for deep rest when they can take it. Thank you for them, Father, and we bless them. We bless them in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that this would be a time when families can reconnect to each other, that this would be an opportunity while kids are at home to have quality time with each other, to deepen relationships between family members. And I pray for restoration and enhancing on over all families, Father, that they would be blessed by this time, that even amongst the difficulties and the confusions and the practicalities of it all, they would find joy and peace and get to really love and enjoy each other's company. Father, we just lift up young people and children to you right now. This upheaval will be difficult to wrap their heads around, particularly for those who are younger. I just want to pray protection over young children, that they won't, they will still feel safe, that they will still feel provided for. And I pray that if even now you could inspire us while we're praying for how we can reach out to families in our areas, how we can support young people at this time. Thank you, Father. Amen.
And let's pray for our elderly and those vulnerable in our communities. There may be particular people that you're praying for, particular names, but let's pray for our elderly and our vulnerable at this time, those that are having to self-isolate for different reasons. Father, let's pray for them all.
Just something that they have never experienced in such a way before. The closeness and intimacy of knowing who you are and who they are in you. Father, we ask that your angels would be guarding the doorways of those who are vulnerable to this virus, protecting them. In Jesus' name.
And as we pray the Lord's Prayer together, let's have in mind our local and national leaders as well, as they make wise and good decisions, enable them to do that. But let's finish our time of prayer by saying together, wherever you are, the Lord's Prayer, in whichever form is easiest for you. So, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thanks for playing.
Just before we do a final prayer, we just want to say it's been great to be with you. Thanks for joining us. Our plan is to have it same time next week. If that changes, we'll let you know. Yep. Thanks for all of your feedback that's been coming through. Mark says there's been lots of hellos and highs through the Facebook link. So thanks for that. And if there's things that might be helpful, and if you've got ideas, creative ideas that we can get out to people of ways of connecting, then do that. So continue to connect online, continue to connect in ways that are creative, both within your households and within our community together. It's been great to be with you. We pray God's blessing on you. And let me just pray one final prayer, remembering 7 o'clock tonight, whether you can light a candle or not, let's just take some time to pray for our world at this time. Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy. Sustain and support the anxious. Be with those who care for the sick, and lift up all who are brought low, that we may find comfort, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love. In Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Have a good week.
Have a great week.